Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Micah chapter 3. If you can, have your Bible ready. In Micah chapter 3, verse number 1, Micah said, I said, hear. Then down in verse number 9, he said, hear this. As a matter of fact, you'll find the word hear used by Micah 8 times in the little book of Micah. He said, I said, hear. Well, it's kind of frustrating when we talk to our children and we say, listen, hear this, and they don't bother to listen. They just go on and do their own thing. Well, it's not only frustrating to us as parents, it was frustrating to Micah that they wouldn't listen to him when he was speaking to them the things that God had told them to speak. But it is also an insult to God when we as Christians refuse to hear what he has to say. Now, it'd be a good idea if you just stop everything you're doing right now and listen to this message and song. I said stop everything you're doing. Don't just listen like it was another piece of Christian entertainment. What it says is, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Listen to every word and make it your prayer.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
I'm reading in Micah chapter 3, verse number 1. Micah said, I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel. Hear, he says, and he's talking to the leadership. In verse number 1, he says, O head of Jacob, princes of the house of Israel. And then down in verse number 5, he talks about the prophets, he said, that make people to err. And down in verse number 6, he talks about the prophets that are bringing darkness over everybody. And then here in verse number 9, he says, ye heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel that abhor judgment and pervert equity. He said in verse number 11, the heads therefore judge for reward. The prophets there divine for money. 7 times here he refers to the leadership in Israel. And you can rest assured this fellow wasn't very popular, as he comes from a little insignificant town. Who is this guy, Micah, telling us what's going on here? They weren't listening to him at all, but they're going to know there's been a prophet in town. Whether he came from some little village or whether he came from Jerusalem is insignificant. He said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob and ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? The word know here means to perceive. Aren't you leaders supposed to perceive judgment? That word judgment has been translated right 18 times. Aren't you supposed to know what is right? You, he said, who hate the good and love the evil. He said in verse number 4, then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will hide his face from them at that time, because they're hypocrite leaders. He said, you prophets, in verse number 5, that make my people err. He said in verse number 6, ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you. You can't get anything done in the dark. They don't know what they're doing. He said, these prophets, the day shall be dark over them. Then in verse number 8, perhaps by this time they're giving Micah some real problems. He said, but truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sin. He said, I am full of power. I know what I'm talking about here. This word power has been translated ability. The dictionary says power is the ability to act in a particular way. And so Micah says, I'm doing what I'm doing in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. He said, and I have judgment. I know what is right, and I know what is wrong by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord. People have said to me, why do you make such a fuss about the music? Because I'm right. That garbage CCM music is garbage. It's not of God. How do you know that? By the power of the Spirit. There's nobody supporting CCM music that can take the Bible and say, here's where I can prove to you where the Holy Spirit supports that junk. Nobody. And so Micah comes and he says, I am full of ability. I act in a particular way because I am led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said when the Holy Spirit has come, he would guide us into all truth, whether that truth has to do about music or separation, standards or everything else. The Bible says, and Jesus said it, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And so he says, you need to know that I am coming to you with the right way, not the wrong way. And he said, I'm here to declare it unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Those people who say, well, we should just preach a nice little gospel and don't get, you know, rebuking and reproving. Yeah, but you read the New Testament lately where it says reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine? Now, Micah didn't have a New Testament yet, but he had the Holy Spirit leading him to do what he did. He said in verse 9, hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. That word equity has been translated right 53 times. You pervert everything that's right. The leadership, the ones that are supposed to be telling God's people how to live. He said, the heads therefore judge for reward, the priests therefore teach for hire, the prophets therefore divine for money. They say, well, we'll just do the things we have to do to keep the money coming in. Sounds a lot like what we call fundamentalism today. Let's just preach the smooth things because we got to keep the offerings coming in. Wake up before it's too late. And then they said, yet they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? Is not the Lord among us? No, he's not. He said in verse 12, Jerusalem shall be as a plowed field, and it shall become as heaps. Well, we get into chapter 3, and then he turns the focus over to the hope. But he says, in the last days, the house of the Lord shall be established. He said in verse 2, many nations shall flow into Israel and find the directions of what to do. And he's talking about the 1,000 years of peace when God in his mercy will rule in this world. The Lord himself will rule from Israel. Well, he said, in that time, verse 4, none shall make them afraid. But he said, today, in that day in which Micah was speaking, he said, it's now, verse 9, now, he said, be in pain, verse 10, you shall go into Babylon, verse 10, and now the many nations are gathered against thee. Back in verse 2, he said, many nations will come. That's during the millennium, during the 1,000 years of peace. They'll come to Jerusalem for direction. But now, he says to them back in Micah's day, many nations shall be gathered against thee. Now, it says in Micah chapter 4 and verse number 1, they will lay siege among us. Down in verse number 5, he says, the Assyrians shall come. Well, they didn't listen to Micah. What's he know what's going on? They just went on doing what they did, and pretty soon they found themselves in bondage in Assyria, like the prophet of God said they would. Well, we get down into chapter 5, and again, Micah says, verse 1, hear ye now. He said in verse 2, hear ye, the Lord hath a controversy with his people. And then the Lord asks the question, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee to testify against me? I brought thee out of the land of Egypt. I gave you Moses and Aaron. I gave you godly people to help you in the right direction. But they wouldn't listen. We get to chapter 7, and Micah says, woe is me. I have my sole desire for Israel to do right, but they won't listen. Kind of reminds me of Paul, who says, my heart's desire is for Israel, that she might be saved. Concerning the world, he says, the good man, verse 2, is perished out of the earth. Not, it's talking about now God's people. It's talking about where it says here, among men. They do evil in verse number 3. The judge asketh for reward. The great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. In other words, we're talking about the political corruption that was happening in Micah's day, and it's much the same today. He said in the world, verse 5, don't trust your friend. He said the son will dishonor the father, verse 6. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Well, it's a sad day, and it's a hard day for Micah. What's he going to do here? He says in verse number 7, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Verse 9, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. He said, until he please my cause and execute judgment for me. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it. Oh yeah, the enemies of Micah will see it when the Lord steps in and presents his cause before them. Well, we have a remnant like Micah who said, I will just bear the indignation of the Lord and keep on doing what is right. And then we have the rejectors of his day. And it says in verse 12, in that day they shall come unto thee, even to thee from Assyria. The land shall be desolate because of the fruit of their doings. God's judgment will come. Well, the book ends with hope, and we've just looked at it, jumping over it here and skipping through these verses, but it would do well to go back and study it. Micah comes in and he says, here's the judgment of God. You won't listen, so you got to face the judgment of God. But he said, there's mercy. And so he also not only presents the judgment of God, but he presents the mercy of God, which has to do with how he will restore Israel, and they will reign for that 1,000 years of peace here on earth. Well, we're living in the last days of the local church age, and one of these days Jesus is coming back again very soon. You can see that if you just look at what's going on in the political world, if you look at what's going on in our religious world, everything is lining up for the soon return of Jesus Christ. Well, what time we have left, make this your prayer also, living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do. Yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading and give Him my for me. I own no one. what shall be thy throne? My life I give henceforth to live. O Christ,